My brothers and sisters in the Lord, a few years ago, Time Magazine had an article in which they asked a large group of Americans throughout the country to take 100 very significant events in human history and to place them in order of significance. And it was very interesting what the results were. The most significant event for most of the individuals who were involved in this little survey, this little test group, was the discovery of America by Christopher Columbus. That made number one. There were three events tied for 14th place. Three events for 14th place. One was the discovery of X-rays. Two was the first flight by the Wright brothers. And tied with them at 14th place was the crucifixion of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, looking at that little survey tells me that we have not done a very good job as a people of faith. We have not done a very good job as a church. We have not done a very good job in evangelization and catechesis in order for people to understand the importance of the cross of Jesus. And what that means for the salvation of the world, as it took 14th place, tied with two other events. You see, my brothers and sisters, as Jesus notes in the gospel, if you do not pick up your cross, you cannot be my disciple. And he goes on to say that in order to do that, it is going to cost us something. Heaven is not a free ride. There's going to be a cost involved, a dying to self, a dying to our own wants, a dying to our own will, to live more completely for God and God's way in our life. I always like to think of it like this, my friends. We have the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. At the heart of the Bible is the gospel, the good news. At the heart of the gospel is the cross. And at the heart of the cross is the very love of God. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son so that we may not perish, but so that we may have eternal life. Do we take the time, my brothers and sisters, to contemplate the meaning of the cross in our everyday lives? Do we count the cost? And are we willing to pay the cost to truly be disciples of the Lord Jesus? Because what does the cross remind us of? Well, first of all, my brothers and sisters, it reminds us that we are very valuable to God, that we have an inherent worth to our Creator. We are created in the image and likeness of God. And that, my friends, is extremely significant. It's like a little story. There was a woman years ago who was traveling from the Northeast down to Florida. And she was traveling by train. And when she got to Florida, she went into a local gallery and found a very expensive piece of art by a very famous artist. So she telegraphed her husband. She sent him a telegram explaining the art, the artist, and the price, and the question was, do you want me to purchase it? Immediately he read her telegram and he sent one back. And so she bought it. And when she arrived home in the Northeast by train, he was irate. Why did you purchase it? She said, I read your telegram. And the telegram read, no price is too high. But there was a problem. He forgot the punctuation mark. No exclamation point, price is too high. You see, my brothers and sisters, for God, no price is too high. Jesus walked the way of the cross for you and for me. But does that mean anything to us? Does it have a significant impact on our daily lives? We have that inherent value, that inherent worth in the eyes of God. The second thing we certainly can derive from the meaning of the cross, my brothers and sisters, is that God sees great potential in each and every one of us. Even in our weaknesses, even in our sinfulness, even if our life looks like a mess right now, God sees great potential. As we cooperate with His will in the work of the kingdom. Do we see that potential? 2 days ago, someone told me this little story, and I think it relates very well. A gentleman was going to the door of a young lady that he really wanted to go out on a date with. And so he finally got the courage to ask her out. So he arrives on her doorstep. He rings the bell unannounced. Well, at the time, she was teasing and curling her hair. And so when she answered the door, her hair looked like it was going in a million different directions. You know, like Frankenstein's bride. And when she opened the door, she was very embarrassed, and he was very embarrassed. And there was this complete silence. And so finally, she decided to break the silence, and she said to him, "How do you like my hair?" And he said to her, "It looks like it's going to become something very beautiful." My brothers and sisters, that's how God sees us. We have the potential to become something very beautiful each and every day. If we pick up the cross and follow Him, we have that potential for the true, the beautiful, and the good. All the days of our life. But how do we move from doing our will to doing God's will? It's by picking up the cross. It's by counting the cost. And if we realize that no price is too high for God, then no price should be too high for each and every one of us. Because oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, we see the cross simply as a burden. You know the little parable or tale that they tell when God gave wings to the birds for the first time? He put those wings on the birds and they thought they were very heavy and that they were just this burden until they realized what they could do with the wings, that they could fly. The same thing is true with the cross. The cross is not meant to be a burden. It's meant to be transformative, to change our lives, to make us more and more faithful disciples of the Lord Jesus. But it only happens, my friends, when we're willing to walk the way of the cross, when we're willing to count the cost. There's a famous artist or a sculptor, some of you may have heard of him, by the name of Bertoldo Giovanni. Bertoldo Giovanni was very, very popular in his own time, although many people don't know about him today. But he had a very famous pupil by the name of Michelangelo. And Giovanni would train Michelangelo, and he saw that Michelangelo had great potential as a sculptor. He had great talent. But Giovanni knew what the temptation was when you have great talent. When you have great talent, the temptation is to kind of coast by. Not push yourself. Just kind of do the minimum, take care of things, and just kind of coast your way through life. And he wanted to push Michelangelo. And one day, when Giovanni walked into the studio, he saw Michelangelo doing a sculpture. And he saw that it was below Michelangelo's talent and ability. And you know what he did? He took a hammer and he smashed the sculpture. He told Michelangelo to start again. And this is what he said. He said that talent is cheap, dedication is costly. My brothers and sisters, we need to remember that. Talent is cheap, dedication is costly. We may have all the gifts. We may have all the talents. But are we dedicated? Because if we're not dedicated, we're not willing to bear the cost in following Jesus. Look at the early church. Dedication is costly. It cost Matthew his life by a sword in Ethiopia. It cost Mark his life at the hands of a mob in Alexandria. Luke was hung on an olive tree in Greece. It cost the apostle John banishment on the Isle of Patmos. The once doubting Thomas paid the price on a lance. James the Greater was decapitated in Jerusalem. James the Less was thrown from the pinnacle of the temple and clubbed to death. Bartholomew was flayed alive. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome. Andrew witnessed to Christ right up to the moment of his death on a cross. Jude was shot with an arrow. Make no mistake about it, my friends. The gospel that we treasure was paid for in blood. But that is the great secret of its greatness. Talent is cheap. Dedication is costly. And so if we're trying to live as disciples of Jesus in our own families, and yes, family life is messy, are we willing to pay the cross, pay the price, and carry the cross? If we're trying to live out faithfully our vocation, if we're trying to live out faithfully in raising our children, whatever it may be, are we willing to pick up the cross and follow Jesus? You see, my friends, for many in the world, the crucifixion of Jesus is at 14th place. Some may not even have it make the map at all. But we as believers must always remember, a cruce salus, from the cross comes salvation.